a day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzful Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Today is March 18th, National Awkward Moments Day. So be sure to ask a chubby woman when her baby is due. Or trip on the sidewalk, turn around and realize nothing is there. Or talk smack about your cheap, grumpy boss until you realize, he's standing right behind me, isn't he? Awkward!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the tone, we need to get that thing fixed, it's 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Rafah operation, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Biden and Netanyahu spoke today for the first time in more than a month. North Korea firing multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters days after the end of the South Korean U.S. military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. The launches were North Korea's first known missile testing activities in about a month. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow up 75 points today, the Nasdaq gaining 130, the S&P 500 adding 32 points. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I almost filled up at the pump, but the price was too high. I almost had a heart attack, 'cause the price was too high. I think somebody's ripping us off, I don't know why. Hey, hey, my tank was dry, and the price was too high. think I'm a chump, but I'm a smart guy. I went and sold my car today and got a good price. Now I'm hoofing it to work and it's 20 miles. But hey, hey, I get exercise. I feel pretty wise. Gas price is too high. Da 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 da.
And the man who can explain why gas prices are going up, have been going up, and will continue to go up further is our guest, and that is David Blackman from
Up, Up, Up.
Yeah, who has an incredible energy pedigree, and man, you write for so many different... You're writing for the Telegraph now?
Yeah, the Telegraph, the Daily Caller, Forbes, and the Petroleum Economist. You know,
I'm almost ready to launch into that old SNL skit. Not worthy. Not worthy. I don't know anything about anything. I'm an expert on nothing. I know enough about enough different things to have it, you know, sound like I know what I'm talking about, but all I know is what I feel. I am the emotions on this radio station.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. I have to save my emotions for this show. And for Substack.
I'm glad you have this outlet. Before we launch the hour, David, please give your blog address again for your new audience at 4.
Okay. Yeah, it's davidblackman.substack.com, where I write about politics, which is my first love, and blackman.substack.com, where I write about energy, which was my profession for 40 years. And
I stopped at a gas station in Old Cougardale, and $3.29 a gallon.
Yeah, that's below the national average. The national average is all the way up to $3.46 today.
Wow.
And it's going to keep going higher.
Do you hit 4?
Probably. I think it just depends on what happens with crude oil prices, which have jumped up now $4 a barrel over the last 3 trading days. Today it jumped up almost $2 a barrel because Vicky Holub, the CEO at Oxy, we're having the biggest oil and gas conference of the year in Houston this week, and she told the audience there that we're probably going to be running short of adequate oil supplies globally by the end of next year, by the end of 2025, and so the markets are reacting to that. She's right about that, probably. I had been thinking it probably wouldn't, the shortage wouldn't hit until 2027, but demand for crude oil just continues to accelerate globally. The rate of increase continues to accelerate despite all this nonsense you hear in the media about an energy transition and renewables. What's really happening is demand for oil, natural gas, and coal is expanding more rapidly now than it has in any time in recent history. And so, you know, we went about 10 years not investing enough in the finding and drilling for new supplies of oil and gas. And that was because of this ESG. You've probably all heard about ESG, environment, social and governance investor groups, like big companies like BlackRock and others that control trillions of dollars in capital, wouldn't invest in oil and gas projects. And so we had an underinvestment in finding new reserves, and we're going to be paying for that through the nose very soon, within the next few years, because of this obsession we have about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is a trace element in the atmosphere. That's really the root cause of it all. And so 346, you know, in a few years, we're going to be looking back on the days when we only had to pay 346 a gallon.
It's beyond my comprehension. Not to mention the fact, you talked about the EVs in Mexico last hour. But here we sit with hundreds of thousands of these EVs that are going to need to be charged with fossil fuel energy. Am I not correct on that?
Yeah. I mean, 40% of electricity in America is generated with natural gas, and another 20% or so with coal.
It's tragic, but it's also beyond my comprehension that people are so ignorant on this issue that gasoline-powered cars, which are now more efficient than ever, I can remember seeing smoke rising out of people's exhaust pipes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a long time ago. This is a completely made-up, to what avail? That's the other thing I can't figure out. What's in it for them? Who are we serving with this obsession that we have to drive electric cars when inflation on almost a daily basis, a week-to-week basis, is putting their price even that further out of the reach of most Americans?
Right. You know, it costs twice as much today to own a home in America as it did at the end of 2020.
I heard twice that. Can you give us a little more insight on that figure? Because I did hear that somewhere today.
Well, the day Donald Trump left office, the price for an average new home in the United States was $215,000. Mm-hmm. As of last week, it was $410,000. When Donald Trump left office, the rate of interest on the average home mortgage was less than 4%. Today, it's over 7%. Your monthly payment, and of course, property taxes have continued to rise. Your monthly payment on a new home, if you can even afford to put a down payment and buy a new home, is more than double, is going to be more than double today than it was the day Joe Biden took office.
Unbelievable. It's just all so incredibly unbelievable.
Yeah. So gasoline prices are the least of it, folks. And then you have to go to the grocery store and like I did today and pay $29 for the jumbo pack of Northern toilet tissue that when Joe Biden took office cost $12.99.
And it's how much
30
now?
Bucks today.
30
bucks.
30 bucks
today.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not even the Charmin. That's not even the expensive stuff. We've had to go to Northern to try to save money. And it's pretty good, but it's not Charmin.
I think there's an inspiration here to write a piece called The High Cost of Wiping Your Butt. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Tell you what. You could do that, and it's a pretty tragic tale.
Before you know it, this could mean a resurrection of Sheryl Crow's brilliant advice. Everybody should use one square of toilet paper.
One square. I'll never forget that.
I know. That was like, we know celebrities live in another universe, you know, another dimension from the rest of us mortals. But that may have been the single dumbest thing anybody of note ever said. We'll be taking a break here shortly, get a look at the roads with Skipper. Emma Murray is on the way, and Randall is on the phone now.
Man, yeah. Mr. David, nice to hear you, man. We missed you last
week. Hey, Randall.
I got two things. The first thing, because it's kind of short before we get to the Hoochies, is State Street. It looks like they own Black Rock and the other two big ones. Is State Street the one on Music Row, as you call it, I guess you could say? You know, are they the main company? I mean, since they own most of Black Rock and the other one, the two together.
Well, I don't know. Right. I don't know if State Street, I don't know if they own a big share of Black Rock. I'm sure they own some Black Rock stock. But State Street's another, you know, big investment house that has engaged in these practices of denying funds to projects to find oil and gas, which is just incredibly short-sighted and stupid. But it's been a great way for people like Larry Fink, who's the CEO of BlackRock, to signal his virtue and form a lot of political relationships that, I mean, he visits the White House and the Treasury Department on a very regular basis. You know, they're very influential. And it's an unfortunate aspect of what we've done in our society to engage in this craziness on energy, because energy impacts every other aspect of our lives. One reason groceries are so expensive is because they're all transported to the grocery stores on trucks that are run on diesel, and you know, airplanes and ships, they all run on petroleum product fuel, and the more expensive that becomes, the more expensive everything becomes. So we're about to go through another round of pretty significant inflation thanks to these ESG investor groups. And yes, State Street is a big one.
Yes, sir. And energy is the mother of invention. I mean, like, that's what keeps us from being an event thing is not having free energy. And I think that's one of the main reasons. It ain't just make money. It's so we can't invent other means of the, you know what I mean, in the future. So, but on the Iran and the Houthi things, man, they sent up three satellites in January. They rocked water, other stuff, and they kept, and it looked like they do things in threes for some reason, but they also, I ain't going to try to do the conspiracy thing, but like, one of the satellites they sent up was just to test out the accuracy of the other satellite they're going to be sending up with payloads on them. Like, that's, and when the Houthis gearing up like they are, I mean, you don't hear, I think we talking more, I don't know, man, what do you see coming? Do you see a war with them instead of China? That's what I'm asking more than anything. You see them
the
around the front.
With the Houthis? Are you talking about the Houthis Iran, or Iran?
With Iran,
well,
in general.
Not with this president. This president is in Iran's back pocket, or they're in his, one or the other. So, you know, we won't be having a war with them. We'll keep making a lot of noise over in the Middle East to keep the conflict going. But you know, we're not going to be having a war with the Iranians with a Biden presidency, because the Iranians have a great deal of influence, obviously, with the Biden White House. And that's one of the most dangerous aspects of this presidency, really. And it was one of the more dangerous aspects of the Obama White House, the influence that Iran had in that White House operation. And with John Kerry, you know, John Kerry's daughter is married to a very prominent Iranian official. And it's just the relationships between the Democratic Party and Iran are pretty disturbing.
Herman runs too.
Thank you for that.
Randall, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 272-9228, we have a question for David at 418. We'll take a break here. I wanted to talk about Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You've heard the story. I've told it a bunch of times. How they nursed our... It was actually the original system on our house. Nursed it through one last summer. Managed to get us through it. The electric bills were ridiculous. I went to budget billing, which I was determined to never do, and started out at a rate of $395 a month. I bought a new system from Clark's, a new central heating and air conditioning system. They installed it, and of course, they service it twice a year to make sure it's tuned and in good condition. The budget billing has gone from $395 to $375 to $349 to $295 to $249, and my electric bill this month was $212. $212! It just gets better and better. So they can make a real difference whether you buy a new system from them or not. Having them out there to make sure your current system is running efficiently can make a huge difference in your electric bills. Call them at 277-2125. Ask about a membership. You not only get two annual tune-ups for that $180 price, but you buy the word now. So if something goes wrong, it's a machine, they break, you call 277-2125 and Clark's is on the way. Not to mention, they're incredibly talented team of plumbers that can solve any problem from the Buffalo Bell to the backyard fence. An incredible team and people skills beyond my ability to describe them. That's Clark's, 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Before we go to break, let's take this call from Steve as Ellen Murray joins our conversation this afternoon. Hi.
Hello.
Steve?
Hello. I had a comment I was going to make.
Okay.
You keep hearing about Taiwan and everything. It occurred to me the other day, I wonder if Taiwan is just a distraction and a smoke screen right now. Because if they took us out, got us, they wouldn't have to worry. They could take Taiwan anytime they got ready.
That's a comment, but is there a question there?
No.
Okay.
Just a comment.
Glad you had a chance to make it. That's why we're here. It is 420. Let's check traffic.
Well, we've got an accident on Ann Street, and we've actually found the location of the accident. It's going to be right at the bottom of the ramp from 85 northbound. at the bottom of the ramp at Ann Street. We've got a couple of vehicles and a little collision. There are no officers on the scene yet. We also had an accident earlier, Madison Avenue near the McDonald's on your way outbound. We believe that one may be cleared now, but use caution if you're coming outbound from downtown. Light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city, I-65 and 85, and on the boulevard around the city. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now for Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Attention, Alabama growers. Take care of your vegetation tonight. We have a freeze warning in effect on this last full night of winter. Clear, cold, low temperature 32, widespread frost by the dawn tomorrow morning. Cool sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 60. I think we'll recover to around 70 on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday with more sun. Risk of showers returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
You're phenomenal.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
David Blackman in the house, our blogger buddy from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. Ellen Murray has joined us. Rosie Brock is here. And in Nevada, a man there had more than 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property last week.
I can't get rid of it. I don't know how to get rid of it. It's just too much. And they just kind of chuckled under their breath. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, why would that happen? They were thinking that I only talked about a little bit of bread, and I told them how much it was. And it was just, they just kind of laughed. Oh, I know I can't get a hold of anybody, and I don't know what to tell you. And that was what Smith's rep told me.
By the way, he is in the funeral casket supplies business. I don't know that there's a connection there, but the idiocracy never lets us down. There's always another story of crazy going on. On News Talk 93.1 FM, later on this afternoon, we'll get into some of the unhealthiest drinks. We will also talk about the 12 kinkiest states. Mm. But you'll have to wait for that. We don't talk about those things when David Blackman is bringing dignity to our broadcast by agreeing to be part of it. We so appreciate that, because without you, I'd have none. Personally, I'm a fan. Let's shut down the government, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
Stop throwing our money away. Just, who's going to miss them? They always.
Where do I sign up?
They threaten us with the same stuff every day. Oh, Social Security will stop going out and people will starve. And
yeah, I'm so sick of hearing it. It just 2-3 times every year for the last 25-30 years. It's just ridiculous. And it's just another sign that the whole government is broken down, that you don't have a real budgeting system anymore. Congress doesn't get its business done like it's supposed to constitutionally. And so you end up with this constant brinkmanship over these continuing resolutions that brought to us by Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi by plan during the George W. Bush administration. This was their plan to destroy the congressional budgeting process in order to make it almost impossible to control spending. Without actual budgets, you can't control spending. You just put the government on autopilot and get the automatic increases to all the budgets every year, and there's never a debate. Remember during the Reagan administration, the big debate was cutting waste, fraud, and abuse, and Bill Clinton did the same thing in his first term in office and actually balanced the budget. We ended up with a balanced budget.
That's incredible when you think about it.
And then, they elevate these two criminals to leadership, the Democrats do, in Congress during the Bush administration. And their literal intentional plot, at the guidance of George Soros and others, was to destroy the congressional budgeting process to make it impossible to control spending. And so we end up with this nonsense 3 or 4 times every year.
Let me ask Miss Murray, and you are going to try this bluebell ice cream. In fact, can you see this? David, this is...
No, I'm so jealous, man. You're making me hungry.
Oh, it's incredible. But I'm ready to put Vladimir Zelensky as a dependent on my tax return. I think I should get at least that. How do you feel when you see that they want to shut the government down because we haven't sent them enough money?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. You know, they're insisting on having Ukraine in the budget.
Ridiculous.
It's insane. And we find out that they're using this to pay their pensioners and their government employee benefits.
What did they do with all the money we already sent them?
Yeah, I'd like an accounting statement on that.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it's gone to Vladimir Zelensky and his wife's new homes and fancy automobiles. And, you know, so much of it's probably been kicked back to members of Congress. Allocating it in the first place,
I had no idea the Zelenskys were homeless. Now I feel very differently about this expenditure. It's just every time I see that little green freak, I don't want to dwell on that particular topic, but is it Senator Bennett now? He's the one that's going to...
Yeah, Michael Bennett from Colorado, who's this obscure senator who I guess need a little... attention, so he called up MSNBC and said he's gonna
shut. He's going to convince his colleagues to shut down the government if Republicans refuse to put Ukraine spending into their budget bill that the House is supposed to vote on later this week. And I'm like, man, where do I sign up? How can I help the process? Get this thing shut down for a few months and let's see what really happens, because the Republicans have never had the intestinal fortitude to actually let that happen. They always cave in. They're going to cave in again this time. We all know they're going to cave in. Why do we bring it up to the brink every time? Just cave in early so we can get past it and go on. There's no courage in the Republican Party and in the caucus. And a big part of it, folks, is because they hired the exact same communications firms to advise them that the Democrats are. And most of the people, the dirty secret is, and most of the people in those big communications firms are Democrats themselves. And so the advice all of them get is inevitably advice that's going to favor who? The Democrats. And you cannot get these stupid-ass Republicans, excuse my language, to stop hiring these firms that are Democratic Party firms. And I guess I probably shouldn't say who they are, but everyone in Washington knows who they are, and they hire them anyway.
You think the change in leadership at the RNC is going to make a difference on some of this stuff?
No.
That's disheartening.
No, I don't think it'll make any difference at all. I mean, they'll probably do a little better on fundraising than Mitt Romney's niece was doing. But otherwise, I don't think it'll make much difference at all.
Let's talk about the election.
I wish I thought otherwise. I'd be happier right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming up, you have time. Yeah, we have time now. What is Donald Trump going to do? You know, we can't send enough billions of dollars to Zelensky. This man who's been convicted of paying off a loan on time with interest has to appeal the case. He has to put up a $464 million bond.
He either has to pay in cash or put up a surety, yeah.
What's he going to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he can't do one or the other and he can't convince the appellate court to knock it down to a more reasonable number, then theoretically he could have property seized, which is what Letitia James keeps threatening.
That bitch.
He sees some of his buildings there in Manhattan, and I hope it doesn't come to that. It's hard for me to believe that the Trump family can't raise that much money with any of the insurance companies, or a combination of some of them.
He should overprice his assets and go get a loan based on that.
Yeah.
I've heard that work.
But, he got the loan. He got the bond last week on the $100 million
loan. Yeah. In fact, the company, wasn't it the company that he had the loan with that did that?
Yeah, it was one of the companies that was supposedly an injured party in the lawsuit, in this particular lawsuit that Letitia James's corrupt office brought. And I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I think they have until Thursday of this week to figure it out.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome if they could come up with something on Letitia? By the way, your latest thoughts on Fannie Willis back on the job after?
Yeah.
And guys, there's a lesson. Well,
that's another depressing thing. It just shows you how lost our justice system is. That this judge, the decision he made doesn't even make any sense.
No. Okay,
because what he said, and if you actually read what he wrote, what he essentially does is he admits both Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade committed perjury in his course,
right
in front of him. Committed perjury. It's a crime. That's a felony. And his solution is to say, well, Fannie, you can just keep on going if you just get rid of your boyfriend, who she claims she's already gotten rid of anyway.
And how much sense does that make? It just shows you how broken the justice system is, and probably how intimidated that judge has been from threats or blackmail. No telling what's coming at him behind the scenes. It's the most gutless decision I've ever seen in my life. He actually in the document admits the truth and cites, the evidence.
Oh, yeah.
That is overwhelming, but can't bring himself to make a just decision in the case, which is really pathetic and gutless.
Let me ask the well-educated Miss Murray a question here, comparing to Fannie Willis. Is this not like a cop pulling over two people in a Corvette going 140 miles an hour in a school zone and telling the driver, you can continue as long as you kick him out of the car? Is that valid?
Yeah. It's a strange comparison, but I guess so.
I am the master of those strange comparisons. Just crazy. By the way, try something that has no comparison. This is Bluebell Ice Cream's newest flavor. It's gooey butter cake ice cream. Mm. And I can't see any objection in the words gooey butter cake ice cream. You got to try this. So let me hand you this little cup and give that a try. Because we're going to take a break here. And everybody should be able to have ice cream. I wish we could set up a little stand out in front of the building and raise money for some good cause for a scoop of this stuff. Because it is.
Wow, it tastes like cake batter.
Yes. Who didn't lick the batter bowl when they were a kid? David?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It is good.
I had the best swiping index finger in Chicago, man. And I could do it on the sly. Mom would never catch me. All right, at 4:37, we're going to take a break. We have traffic and Rich's forecast coming up along with 1819 News in just a moment. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for over half a century. They have the biggest selection of flooring anywhere, a 300,000-square-foot warehouse staffed by some of the most customer service savvy people you will ever run into in any business. And, of course, the man who hired those folks, Jeff Mallinson, Lord of the Laminates, he knows how to pick them. So when you go to Georgia Floors Direct, no matter what price range you're shopping in, you are going to be looking at hundreds of choices in carpeting, hardwood, laminate, tile, luxury vinyl plank flooring, and more. Not to mention, they've added window blinds and marble kitchen countertops to their inventory, and everything is at a wholesale price. Their structure and selection is so popular that they do business with seven other states in addition to being available to everybody that lives in the River Region. You can do 12 months good as cash. They have their own team of installers, so you're guaranteed from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you walk in your home on your beautiful new flooring, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still, and if anybody should ask, that's 1969. Skipper, what you got at 4:38?
Well, we've got an accident on Ann Street, and we've actually found the location of the accident. It's going to be right at the bottom of the ramp from 85 northbound. At the bottom of the ramp at Ann Street, we've got a couple of vehicles and a little collision. There are no officers on the scene yet. We also had an accident earlier, Madison Avenue near the McDonald's on your way outbound. We believe that one may be cleared now, but use caution if you're coming outbound from downtown. Light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city, I-65 and 85, and on the boulevard around the city. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
State Senator Chris Elliott speaks out about the gambling bill that was radically changed
over in the state Senate. State lawmakers have been on a week-long break after that bill was then passed. The bill will likely head to a conference committee between the Senate and House. Here's Elliot speaking about it on Right Side Radio with Phil Williams.
Now, your question is, where does it go from here? Yeah. Who knows? A conference committee in the House or the House requesting to go conference could absolutely kill this bill. And we knew that going in. You know, I think the smart thing for the House to do is to concur. That's the easiest, smartest thing for them to do. They know they've got something as opposed to nothing. Any substantial changes to that piece of legislation will result in its immediate death.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An investigation is being launched in Montgomery after a building caught fire during the Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo that was being held at the fairgrounds. The structure was completely engulfed in flames on Saturday night. No livestock were inside the building and no human injuries were reported. The SLE Rodeo continued on with its event, scheduled for Sunday, despite the blaze. The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in DeKalb County just before the weekend. That tornado was categorized as an EF0 with winds of 85 miles per hour. The twister was only on the ground for about a minute, damaging some small structures in that area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Attention, Alabama growers. Take care of your vegetation tonight. We have a freeze warning in effect on this last full night of winter. Clear, cold, low temperature 32, widespread frost by the dawn tomorrow morning. Cool sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 60. I think we'll recover to around 70 on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday with more sun. Risk of showers returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I think our group might agree, and our group is David Blackman, who co-hosts our Visit to the Idiocracy with us every week, Ellen Murray, Rosie Brock, that a large percentage of the news is stupid.
Yeah.
And David, I think our idiocracy is metastasizing north. I don't know if you saw this story last week, but Toronto police came out and said people should leave their car keys outside their front doors so that thieves wouldn't break in and possibly commit a violent act upon them to avoid violent confrontations. And this is the Toronto Public Service Constable. That does sound nicer than cop, doesn't it? I'm a constable.
Boy, quite a title.
Yeah. They actually told their citizens to do this.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
When I first heard this, my thought was,
you stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Why not leave your wallet or anything else they may want?
How is an insurance company going to recoup that if you left the keys out for the thief?
Yeah,
crazy.
Great point. Because if they do take your keys and steal your car without committing any violent act,
you're to blame.
You go to make a claim, your insurance company say, well, you had it coming, idiot, because you left your keys outside the front door. That's so stupid.
It's so stupid, it sounds like something Eric Adams would say.
Yes.
God, talk about a city with a moron in the mayor's office. And now he's got another sex scandal to deal with. There was one other here, Minnesota, where people's brains turn to slush if you live there long enough. Cops in rural Minnesota got a report last Tuesday of an elderly man walking down the road with a shotgun. The person that called it in said it was suspicious because he tried to hide the gun as they drove by. Actually, all he was doing was playing his air guitar. This speaks to the hypersensitivity that we have towards our fellow man. Just, you can't even play an air guitar without getting a
gun. Boy.
Crazy stuff. It is 4:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I need to grab
air guitar.
Yeah. I was good at that, by the way. Here
I was killer.
Here's Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, thanks for taking my call. I think I heard something. It was in Washington, D.C. They had the same policy, basically to leave your car, your car keys in your car, so they won't destroy or break into your car and just give it to them.
We don't have much time left as a society if we're really just handing our stuff over to criminals.
Yeah. I mean, why own it? Well, it gets, I guess, to the World Economic Forum's thought process that you shouldn't own anything.
Yeah. Right?
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Why own anything if you're just going to leave it out for people to steal?
You mentioned that. Thanks for the call, Soldier Boy. You mentioned that name, and I think of that despicable cretin, Klaus
Schwab.
Yeah.
Real live Bond villain.
Isn't that their mantra? No property, no anything, and you'll be happy?
You'll eat
the bugs.
No pets.
Delicious.
Yeah. Can we talk about the irony of this Obama economist? And again, that always strikes me as an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Who actually
said Lawrence Summers, yes.
Well, he verbalized, I think, something. Well, do you believe that inflation is worse than we're being told it is? I do.
Yes.
Vastly worse, yeah. But he's the first Democrat who's been willing to actually say it out loud.
Well, he is certainly inviting his demise with a comment like that.
Well, he's done it before. He was president of Harvard, if you remember. He was the guy who was president of Harvard after he left the Obama administration, got himself fired for saying there are biological differences between men and women.
What?
How dare
And that they? Got him ousted from Harvard. Yeah.
You, David Blackman, you're going to tell me that there are biological differences between me and Rosie and Ellen?
Who could have ever guessed, right? I mean, it's so hard to imagine.
I can play basketball just as good as those guys can.
Right.
What I think is more incredible than that is the fact that he's a Harvard graduate and said that.
Yeah, and was the president. And that's why he didn't last very long in that job. If you're going to speak the truth and not be accused of plagiarism, you can't be president of Harvard anymore.
And the New York Times with a stunning admission. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Who 4 years after the fact, we were all talking about it as it was happening, right? The shutting the schools down was terrible for our children, and they weren't learning anything in this remote learning facade that the public schools were putting on. Well, here we are 4 years later, and the New York Times has just figured it out, published a big article today about it, saying that studies are increasingly showing that our children's education was damaged by remote learning during COVID. Well, anybody with a brain knew that was going to be the case. But if you went out and said it, you know, on Twitter at the time, reporters from the New York Times would demand you be banned from the platform for saying it.
And they would ban you before Elon got it.
Yeah, before Elon bought it. That's exactly, man, I was suspended from Twitter 6 or 7 times during that year, and from Facebook. And, you know, just for retweeting things that were obviously true.
When do we start the COVID era Nuremberg trials?
Yeah, I like that idea. Because there hasn't been, and I hope to God if Donald Trump manages to get back in, that'll be one of the first things he does is make that little son of a...
People need to be held accountable.
Yeah. Fauci.
Yeah, but that's why they're so terrified of the prospect of a second Trump presidency, because they all know they're complicit in all this stuff that's happened. The New York Times is complicit in costing the kids of America a year's education by its silence and insistence on censorship and participation in the censorship regime. They're all complicit in it, and they're all scared to death they'll be held accountable, they should be.
We have time to touch on one more thing, and I'm asking you because, like I said, I've had a bunch of distractions, but this case that was argued before the Supreme Court today on censorship, do you know the gist behind that? The St. Louis case?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Ellen.
I'm talking to everybody.
I don't know the details of it. I haven't really been following it closely. Ellen, do you know about it?
No, I didn't even know that there was anything going on in the Supreme Court.
It was just argued today. They haven't made a decision, but apparently it could have big ramifications long term.
Plaintiffs are complaining that they were banned and discriminated against on social media platforms, and that's a violation of the First Amendment.
You were just talking about getting kicked off Twitter and being suspended from Facebook, and I have been several times myself. Should the Supreme Court find the Biden administration's censorship state is illegal and has been unconstitutionally censoring millions of Americans by suppressing accurate and factual information? Ironically, the same day the Times admits, you know, there's a lot of truth to what was going on with COVID.
Yeah. And this is a case the plaintiffs won at the appellate court level.
Right. The government is the one that's seeking this censorship. Shame on them.
Right, because the appellate court found that the government had illegally coordinated with these social media platforms to censor speech. And now the Supreme Court is hearing the case, and what the people involved in the case are saying on social media today is they didn't feel like the oral arguments went well for the plaintiffs today, which is shocking and sad if that's the case.
Yeah. David,
tragic for our country if the Supreme Court rules the wrong way on that.
They've come through for us on a couple of big ones recently, including Trump on the ballot case and so forth. Let's hope that free speech prevails here, because censorship has no place anywhere in our lives.
Well, not with the government participating in it, you know. No. And we know, I mean, it is a simple fact that the government was pushing the social media platforms to censor speech. And not just social media, but legacy platforms like the New York Times were participating voluntarily in the whole thing. You can call it conspiracy theory if you want, but it's a conspiracy fact that happened. There's no one can any longer deny the truth of that.
Naive.
The question is whether the court is going to rule the government has the right to do it, and if they do, we're done.
In wartime, maybe there were things, but you think the government's job would be to make sure that we still have that right to protect it, and not. Yeah.
They're supposed to work for us. They're our public servants.
When did this happen? Is this the
spring? In theory.
Yeah, in
that's
theory.
The theory, yeah.
That's the problem. Theory. Theory needs to become reality. Yeah. David, can't thank you enough. As always, will you be able to join us on
Thursday?
You.
Absolutely. You bet.
Oh, awesome. Great. All right, David Blackman, please give your blog address before we sign off.
All right, come join me at davidblackman.substack.com for politics or blackman.substack.com for energy. Happy to talk about both of those things every day.
And thanks again, man, for the clinic on why gas prices have gone up and why they're going to continue to go up. We appreciate the energy expertise you bring to the table, too, my friend.
Yeah, nothing but bad news today. Sorry about that, folks.
Hey, we want the truth, good or bad. Because we have 3 gallons of amazing new Bluebell ice cream in the freezer, so if we don't like the news, we can go gorge ourselves on that.
Put that in your tank.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you,
y'all have a great week.
Thanks, David.
Record.
Wow. And that, the video of this conversation will be available tomorrow, and we'll post it. Have you been to AMS Studios in Prattville?
Yes, actually, that's where I go to get my massages, and I had one a couple of weeks ago, and it was absolutely amazing.
You've had them before. You like the environment in that building? I've gone there for the microneedling.
Very relaxing, calming. They play soft music, and the lighting is just right, the temperature's just right. And Ashley is, she's got magic hands.
That's what I hear. Now, would you recommend to, let's say, some dopey guy, knowing that Mother's Day is really only 6 weeks away or so.
A gift certificate or something to there would be a great gift for Mom.
Yes. AMS Studios in Prattville. The services are incredible. I mentioned doing microneedling, and it's a process where they use technology to get your body to restore elastin to the skin so it looks younger and it gets rid of deep wrinkles and things. And I invite you, I'm not ashamed to admit it, I'm not trying to be something I'm not, but anytime, and I certainly don't want a facelift, I don't want anything surgical, but when there's a technology that will help, and I invite you to look at the cover photo on my Facebook page with my daughter, there's some improvement there, and this process absolutely works. That's among many things you can do. They help you with weight loss, total body remodeling. Ella mentioned the massages. And a new technology in electrolysis that is virtually pain-free. It's the best yet. All different kinds of ways to relax, refresh, and renew at AMS Studios. They relax your soul and refresh your mind and renew your sparkle. Mine was gone. I was bereft of sparkle, but I feel like I have some of it back since I've been there. And I think, hey, guys, you know, don't be so vain. Don't be so proud. I'm not going to do something like that. These things work. They're there for a reason. Body remodeling. And they have the, you can check it out at ams-studios.com with the Mode Evolve system, and you can read all about it. There's videos to look at. No matter what you want to accomplish to restore and refresh yourself, AMS Studios has it. Again, ams-studios.com. And if you would like a consultation, their phone number is 730-1268, 730-1268. Or you can arrange one just by visiting the website. Again, that's ams-studios.com. We have traffic, the Wall Street Business Report, a fresh edition of SRN News. And aside from the conversation we had with Brand about your money, we are going to goof off till 6. With help. Yeah.
Well, we've got a disabled...